Start the episode.
Start the episode. We are recording.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, and welcome back to a Thursday of License to Chill.
Wow, Thursday. I feel like this week went by so quickly. I remember it being Tuesday, and I was like, oh, okay, I was going to go shopping with my mom on Thursday, like, gotta do that. And now it's Thursday. I'm like, what? It was just Tuesday.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, winter break's going too fast. I'm not ready for a new semester.
Remember last, like, the past years, I was like, this, it was the longest winter break ever, like, I want to go back to school. But now, I mean, normally we would go back January 25th ish and, like, that feels so close.
You're going back even sooner,
bruh. Next week, I'll be on the plane.
That's craziness.
Isn't that the scariest thing ever?
Yeah, I'm scared for you. Like, it's going to be awesome, but I'm scared for you.
Just, like, a lot, but it's okay.
Yeah, that probably means next week will be our last show for a little bit, anyway, until you get yourself situated.
Yeah, I hope. I don't know what it's going to be. We'll figure something out, even if it's, like, every other week or if it's, like, not necessarily the same day. But we'll try to give you guys the content we know you crave.
All, what, half dozen of you. You get that content. We're here for you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we probably have to wait for the board to, like, give us a new time slot for the new semester. Oh, like, all that stuff anyway.
That's so true.
So, yeah. Next week will probably be our last show. Hannah gets set up in Denmark. I get set up at Lafayette, and then we'll be back.
Yeah, we might take a little bit of a break, but do not fret.
Got to start season 5.
Wow, 5. That's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy.
We're really, really out here just.
Out here.
Just out here. We're living.
Bringing music to the world.
Bringing music to the world. We'll see how many hits this episode gets.
To the small.
We'll do it on a Thursday. We'll see.
Section of the world.
An important section of the world. We love this section of the world.
Yes. Anything exciting happened today in the life of E-Good?
You know, I got brunch with Sierra this morning.
Wow.
Which was really nice. For those of you that don't know, Sierra is one of my best friends from high school. She goes to Pitt, so I hadn't seen her all semester. Like, even though we were both home, like, learning from home, I didn't see her all semester. Just, you know, we were, like, really busy and all that stuff. But indoor dining opened up in PA again, so we got brunch. It was nice. We went at, like, a quiet time, so there was, like, it wasn't too busy. You know, we could keep our distance and stuff, but it was very nice. I talked to her for a while. Got all caught up. It was nice to see her again. So that was my bit of good news for the day.
That's really nice.
It was quite nice. I had good pancakes. Like, I can't complain. Everything was good. Yes. Good company, good pancakes. It was a good morning.
That is really good. I've been craving pancakes recently.
That you have to make the blender pancakes. You know, pancake night. You gotta keep it classic.
You can make them without me. Continue the tradition.
I can't. I don't know the recipe. I was just the sous chef.
No, I will pass it down.
If you pass it down, I will make pancakes in your honor this semester you're in Denmark.
Please. Yes.
I will. Did you find a good coat today? Was shopping successful?
Oh my god. We drove like 45 minutes into New York City and we went to the store. And according to the website, this coat that I wanted was in stock. When I got to the store, it was not there. And I went to the lady and I was like, hey, like, this coat is said it was in stock, but it's not. And she was like, oh, okay, I'm going to talk to the manager. And the manager said that it was not in the back and it was not in stock.
Unbelievable.
Yes, I know. I know.
So does that mean you didn't get a coat?
So I am still coatless. Well, we ordered a coat online from the store in a medium, because I was like, oh, I'll be wearing bulky sweaters, get a bigger size, but it was too big, and just such a Well, okay, it kind of worked out a little bit because then we went home and just ordered the coat online. But I gave them my phone number so they can send me texts and I got $10 off. So now the shipping that is $7 to return this too big coat, I got $10 and like I have to pay $7. So like I kind of made up for the shipping through this $10 bonus, if you know what I mean.
You made $3.
Yes. So I
That's
feel
a
like a
plus.
lot better. I feel a lot better.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad it worked out.
But it was like a crazy day. We were just running around, like had to do a lot of errands today. And I gave a Lafayette virtual tour tonight.
Did someone come up, like show up? Did you actually get to
Yes,
give a tour?
two people were there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was me and Jillian McDonald is my co-tour guide. For those of you who know, or maybe Jillian's listening.
Doubt it, but okay.
but it was pretty good. The only thing is that, like 10 minutes into the tour, I had to pee so badly. I made the mistake of drinking a cup of tea and then, like I peed before, but I guess I didn't get it all out. TMI, but whatever. And oh my God, like it was, I was like, you know what? Like, it's okay. We got it. Like, maybe it'll end soon. And I'm like, no, like, this is an hour tour. It's not ending soon. I kind of kept like going back and forth, but it was okay. It ended
You
up being okay.
survived the hour?
I don't know how, but yes, I did. At one
Proud of
point,
you.
I was like, you know what? Like, I'll just pee my pants. It's fine. But I
No.
didn't.
Good, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You could have just like turned your camera off, turned your mic off, and like sneak
Yes.
into the bathroom.
I was like contemplating being like, guys, my Wi-Fi is bad. Like, sorry. I'm just gonna drop out for like 2 minutes.
Well, I'm proud of you for persevering.
Thank you. Should we play
Should
some
we
tunes?
play some tunes? Let's play some
Yeah.
tunes. We'll mention the speciality of this show
Yes.
after this first batch.
Okay.
Or we'll
Make
hint at
sure.
it. We'll
Yeah,
hint at it.
if you guys guess the theme, I would like to say give us a call because normally in the studio there's a phone, so you could call the studio, but
No one will answer.
no one will answer. I'm tempted to like, well, I'm not gonna give my personal phone number out. Oh, bruh, it's not even live. These people can't call.
It's Thursday, guys. We're just recording this and uploading it. So you can still call the studio whenever you listen to this.
Yeah,
Just
call the
no one will
studio.
answer.
Maybe it'll be exciting.
Maybe
Okay.
someone would answer. Wouldn't that be crazy?
Because I think DJ Dirty Fingers goes into the studio sometimes.
The more I think about it, the more weirded out I am by the name Dirty Fingers. I don't
Yes,
know
it's
why, it
very
just creeps
odd.
me out. Anywho.
Yeah, no, that is completely valid.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't like it.
Okay,
No, no
well,
shame on Dirty Fingers, but I don't like your name. Okay,
shout out
should
to
we
Dirty
play some tunes?
Let's tune it up.
Let's do it. Let's play some tunes. 3, 2, 1, enjoy.
Everyone shares. I've been waiting. can decide whether willing what the rules are. Just swallow your pride, take a look inside and let them prescribe. I'm a doctor, it's your weakness that you're seeking, you will find.
Oh,
Welcome back, everybody.
Hello, everybody. So, those two songs that you just heard, the first one was Waiting on the Summer by VHS Collection and Evelyn, Summer Has Arrived by Kishi Bashi. Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So the first one was my pick. We played a VHS Collection song all the way back in season one that I chose. And I had this one in my possibilities playlist, like, for years at this point. And, like, why not? It's a happy song, you know?
Yeah,
upbeat. I like it. I like their voice. I like their vibe. Yes. Their album cover is cool.
Yes.
Like, what's not to like?
I liked it all. I agree. It was good. The second pick, Evelyn, Summer Has Arrived. That was my pick. Kishi Bashi. We like Kishi Bashi here. It was pretty cool with the strings. I don't know if you guys heard that little strings melody at the end, but like that was really cool.
He had like a Kishi cool orchestra going on there.
Yeah, he always has that. It's
very cool. That's why we like Kishi Bashi.
Yeah.
Is Kishi Bashi somebody's name or is that just like their band name?
A good point. I kind of thought it was like some guy. I think on one of the album covers it's like some guy. I just googled it. Let's see. It's Kishi Bashi. So his name is Kaoru Ishibashi. Oh wow, that's kind of interesting. So he performs as Kishi Bashi. So that's like his first name part of, like, he combines his names. Kaoru Ishibashi.
What, like, nationality is that? Does it say? Or ethnicity?
He grew up in Virginia. His mother is from Naha, Okinawa, which is in Japan, I think. Yes.
Interesting.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, we've played a bunch of Kishi Bashi songs.
I like him.
It's a very unique vibe. Like, I can always pick out, like, a Kishi Bashi song.
Yes.
Because it's got, like, that string going on, like, that kind of thing.
It's pretty cool. He's 45 years old. Look at that. Well, I don't know if you guys figured out our theme.
Hint, hint, there's a theme. We can't tell them yet.
We can't tell them yet.
Not yet.
Maybe they haven't figured it out.
We have to keep them in suspense a little bit longer.
Okay, fine.
Should we help them out? Should we play some more?
Oh, you want to play more? Okay.
I don't know. I feel like they're on the edge of their seats right now, like waiting to figure out our theme.
Are they on the edge of their seats? You know, they can see the whole set list looking on the website.
Guys, don't peek. Don't spoil it for yourselves.
But also, my mom was saying that she listened to one of our uploaded, shout out to my mom. She listened to one of our uploaded shows, and it's nice when we're doing it live. Like, you can see the song that's playing at the moment it's playing. But, like, now you kind of, you're like, oh, is this the third song? Like, oh, it's this one.
Well, at least we say what songs we play. Maybe we could, like, emphasize it more. I don't know. Or, like, remind them, like, that was songs 3 and 4, songs 5 and 6.
Oh, like, yeah, that's a good idea. Okay.
That way they can hop down to the track list if they want to.
Ooh, that would be really, that would be cool of us.
Let us know. If anybody that's listening to this show has my number, let me know.
Let me know how you feel.
Let Hannah know. If you have her number, just let us know.
Call our hotline, 1-800.
I have her hotline. Chill time. No.
That was better. 1-800.
That sounds wrong.
Well, license to chill.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to play some more tunes. See if you can figure out our theme here. Songs 3 and 4. Good luck.
Hope you guys have a nice chill time. Thank you.
let's live our favorite story with no second guess. Told me it's all easier when you do what you're told. Borrow my leg to stand on, let's get out of control. Give me my daily dose of your coquetry. I've put some thoughts into poetry. A summer's eve, shall I compare to thee? Or is it not to be? Oh, it smells like summer, it smells like summer. It feels like letting go. Oh, it smells like summer, it smiles like summer. You're dead. Come over here, sleep with me instead. Let's get it started, it is getting late. This won't end well, but the middle, it smells like summer, it smells like summer. It feels like letting go. Oh, it smells like summer, your smile's like summer.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
So we're back.
Oh, I don't know if you guys heard me. My microphone earbud was out. So that was, what was that? Oh, that was Smells Like Summer by Early Hours and Summertime by The Head and the Heart. Yeah.
Yeah, so Smells Like Summer was my choice from the good old Discover Weekly.
Oh, yes.
Shout out to the Discover Weekly.
Shout out.
Excuse me. And it's very poppy, but I don't know, I just like it. It's just happy. What can I say?
Honestly, I wasn't listening too closely, but I remember having positive feelings towards what I did listen to.
Like, was not to like. It's the kind of song that I would get tired of if I listened to it too much. Mm-hmm. But, like, when I hear it, like, if I was driving or something, I'd be like, oh, like, this is a bop. I can get behind this for 4 minutes.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. That next song, Summertime, The Head and the Heart. The Head and the Heart is, we've played a bunch of them. We like them. Honestly, I think I found this song while looking for songs that fit the theme, and I was like, oh, Head in the Heart, like, I like them. Yeah,
that's a little hint to the theme there, guys. I don't know why I'm pretending like you haven't figured it out yet. Like, obviously you guys have figured it out, but let me have my joy.
Yeah, we'll really draw it out.
Yeah. Head and Heart. What's not to like? We've played Head and Heart a bunch. Some of their stuff is a little too weird, but some of it's good. I like most of it.
Yeah.
I mean, they had that. Yeah, they had that one on the radio for a while. We played it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You remember what it was called?
No.
Was it?
Oh, I'm Googling Head and the Heart. Radio popular song.
Missed Connection. It was Missed Connection.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Missed Connection.
It was all over the, like, yes, yes, yes. Great song.
Yes.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad the radio stations picked it up.
That was a good song. Yes. Do we play Honeybee? We did play Honeybee, I think. That says it's the number two song from the radio. That one was good. Yeah.
Did we play Honeybee? We must have played Honeybee, because I definitely know the song.
Yeah. We can check our master list later.
I'll check in the master. Yeah, I can't mess with the Spotify right now. It's too important.
That's okay. Yeah. Have any exciting weekend plans?
I have to go to Rite Aid.
Oh.
Krusty.
Do you think that now Rite Aid is like now when I think of Rite Aid, I'm like, oh, could probably get some, you know, toiletries, maybe some snacks. Like, I don't have any feelings towards it. It's just neutral. Like, do you think that your feelings toward Rite Aid are now like negative?
That's good. Like, they're fine. Like, if I have to shop, like, sure, I'll go to Rite Aid. But
yeah,
would I ever like choose to work there again if I didn't have to? Absolutely not.
I see. Okay.
Like, it's like, I don't want to bash it too hard, because like, my coworkers are great. You know, they're nice.
That's good.
But man, some of these people, I guess that's any retail job. You know, some of these people I can't deal with. Like, I can't imagine dealing with them. Like, choosing a job where I have to deal with people like that for the rest of my life.
Yeah. That is kind of, I guess you don't really think about that. Like, my mom works at the library, the Mamaroneck Library, in case anyone knows. And there's some, like, people she says that come in and, you know, like, they're not wearing masks and they're eating or drinking their, like, Dunkin' Donuts coffee. And she's like, bruh, you gotta put your mask on. Like, they make her make sure that people have masks on. And, like, when you sign up to, like, work at the library or work at Rite Aid, you don't think like, oh, I'm gonna have to yell at people to put their masks on, or like, I'm gonna have to deal with, you know, like, I mean, when she, like, she's been working there before COVID, and it's not something that, you know, you would have thought of.
Yeah, maybe if I was doing this job not during COVID, it would be different and I would think differently about it, but maybe COVID just like makes the weird people weirder and like the mean people meaner, but
yeah, but you know, there's always those people.
Yeah, I'm just hoping like my manager Chad, like Chad, like why Chad, why did you choose to be a manager at Rite Aid? Like
that is so interesting.
Like why are you like, is it your only option? Like I mean maybe for some people it is their only option.
But yeah.
I don't know. I'm hoping that's my motivation to get my BS in chemistry. I have different options.
To not have to work at Rite Aid. Yeah. Maybe that was his best. Like maybe working as the manager of Rite Aid is like really good. Like maybe like that's a great accomplishment.
To him. Like maybe that's his like.
It's like that is like a pretty good accomplishment, you know, like manager.
Yeah. I just like, I can't, like I would just go up to Chad and be like, Chad, like, are you happy? Like, Chad, do you, like, are you happy with where you are in life? I'm just, like, genuinely, like, I'd want to know. Like, if he's happy, then good for him. Like, if that's his niche, great.
I really, like, wish that this was, like, a podcast and it would, like, zip towards, like, you having an interview with Chad. And it's like, hey, Chad, like, how are you?
Oh,
like,
man. You know
Elizabeth, I love Rite Aid.
Oh, that'd be great. Man, a podcast about, like, what, the working world? I don't even know. I think we would need to do a different themed podcast every week. Like, I don't think we could just talk about one thing.
That would be so much fun. Like, talk to people who work at, like, Rite Aid, like, CVS, Walgreens. Be like, are you happy here? Like, why did you choose this job?
I would love to know. If I actually, like Chad, I would strike up this conversation with him, but... No offense, Chad, you're not my favorite person in the world, so I'm just going to leave it be. But he's nothing against him, but I, like, wouldn't, like, go out of my way to try and have a deep conversation with him.
I feel like this is, like, a really cool, like, podcast idea. Like, go to all, like, pharmacies, then go to, like, supermarkets, and go to, like, a farm. Like, then you go to, like, Whole Foods or go to, like, an expensive store and then go to, like, a restaurant, like, waitresses, like, ooh.
Wow, and then you could do like the people at like McDonald's versus the people at like a Michelin star restaurant.
Yes, or even like, do you think the people at McDonald's is different than the people at Burger King, like, or it's exactly the same?
I don't have much experience with McDonald's or Burger King. I really
neither
can't say.
Why? To me, that's not the my. Same.
Yeah, not my niche. That's for sure. Chick-fil-A every day. Burger King. Nah.
Oh, that would be interesting. We could compare like Chipotle and Taco Bell. They're both, like, fast food, but one's classier than the other.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Like baristas. Wow. Guys, wow.
Starbucks versus, like, Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes. I feel like Starbucks is, like, a little more classy. I don't know if I made that up.
People are very divided. Like, I feel like you drink, or at least around here, you drink Wawa, Dunkin' Donuts, or Starbucks. Like, that's your, or, like, Sheets. There's a couple Sheets people out there, but... Like, not around here, they're not quite as strong.
I see. That, like, Wawa and Sheets doesn't exist here in New York. It's really just Starbucks or Dunkin'.
What's, like, your gas station? Like, where do you, like...
Like, there's, like, a, like, Citco, like, a Sunoco. Like, gas stations are just to get gas.
That's tragic.
Shell. The one with the flying red horse.
Huh? Which one has a flying red horse?
Maybe that's, I don't know. There's a gas station near me that has a flying, let's see.
But that's so sad. You don't get Wawa Hoagies?
Yeah. Oh, Mobil.
Oh, I have heard of Mobil.
Yeah, no, that wasn't a thing until I came to Lafayette.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't really know that that was like a culture until people were like, Sheets or Wawa. I was like,
well, the right choice is obviously Wawa.
I would choose Wawa because I've never been to a Sheets.
They tore down our local bowling alley to put up a Sheets.
That's disgusting, and I don't even, like just tearing down a local bowling alley, like, that's so sad.
It
and
was
then
like,
Sheets, of all things.
My thoughts exactly.
Bruh, that is really sad. I'm sorry. I don't even like bowling.
Like, bowling is fine. It's just, like, it was a staple. Like, I know so many kids who had, like, had their birthday parties there. Mm-hmm. Like, I went to birthday parties there. Like,
yeah.
It was a Bowl-O-Rama. Like, everyone knew, like,
oh,
the Bowl-O-Rama. And now it's a freaking Sheets.
That is really sad. Oh, it's a Sheets. That's, like,
I know. Oh, everyone knows Wawa is better, though. It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't even drink coffee. I don't even know why I'm so passionate about this. Like,
just... Yeah, can we unpack this a little bit? Like, did you just have a better, like, atmosphere? Or, like, did you have a bad experience at Sheetz?
It's not even that I had a bad experience at Sheetz. It's that there was no Sheetz around here before. Like, it was Wawa, and now there's a Sheetz. And I'm like, why would I ever choose to go to Sheetz instead when I've been going to Wawa all this time?
So it's like, Sheetz, like, you don't belong here. Like, get out. Like, you're incorrect.
Kind of, yeah. And I, like, people say that Sheetz's food is good. Like, they have, I forget what they call it, like, their version of, like, the cafe or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I've never tried it, so really I shouldn't judge. But, like, Wawa hoagies are so good.
I see. I respect your opinions. And I think that having strong feelings towards Wawa is okay.
Thank you. You should agree with me, because
I do.
There's a Wawa on campus. You just have to agree with me. Conform to my ideas, Hannah.
It's okay. You convinced me, actually.
Wow. I have so much power.
Yeah, I feel like it's hard for me to be really passionate, though, because I can't eat a lot of the food that I can't eat hoagies and mac and cheese. So it's like, you know, like hot chocolate at a gas station, really. I mean, like, I love Wawa hot chocolate, but like, I don't know if it would be better at Sheetz. Okay, Wawa also has, like, rice and bean bowls that are really good.
Exactly. So why would you ever try and go to Sheetz instead?
Yes, that's a good point. I mean, maybe Sheetz has good rice and bean bowls, but I guess I'm going to assume that they don't, and if they did, they'd be bad.
Exactly. We will just judge Sheetz prematurely because we can. Yeah. Also, Wawa milkshakes, every now and then I had I had a night physics lab last semester. Like, we got done at 9, and I would, occasionally go to Wawa and get a milkshake after that lab ended, and they were just the best milkshakes of my entire life.
Oh, my God. That is so nice. Is your Wawa, like, 24 hours?
I think so. I've never, I have had no reason to go to this Wawa at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. Not, like, Mom, not that I have a reason to go to the Wawa on campus at 4 a.m., but...
Yes, Elizabeth goes to bed early every day.
I don't know if it's 24 hours or not.
Yeah, no, because I feel like I think it's not... Or it, like, closes at, like, 2 a.m. or something. But there's, like, in the small town of Larchmont that I live in, there's no, like, the latest... things are open, I think there was a frozen yogurt place that closed at, like, 11. Hmm. But, like, everything closes at 9. So, like, there'd be a couple times when, like, I'd be, like, with friends, like, or just even, like, driving somewhere. Like, I really want to get food right now, and you can't.
That's so sad.
I mean, I think you could drive, like, far away. But, like, yeah.
It kind of defeats the purpose.
Exactly. It's more like, I'm here now. Like, I would like food.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a 24-hour diner. It's called, like, the Exeter Family Restaurant. I think it's 24 cute. Hours.
Have a diner. It's, like, 24 hours on, like, Saturday and Friday or something, I think.
I think ours is 20. Let me look. I think ours is 24/7.
Yeah. Exeter Family Restaurant. Is it good?
Yeah. Really? Like, good for diner food.
Okay. Sometimes I feel like diners...
Yeah, they're 24/7.
That's kind of fun.
We went there after my prom.
That's exciting. I feel like diners are, like... sometimes I go to diner and I'm like, I could have made this omelet at home and it would have been so much cheaper and it would be fine.
Yeah, but then sometimes that diner food just hits different, you know?
Sometimes it does. Sometimes, like, you can't get those, like, they have gluten-free waffles at the diner near me, and, like, they're just these huge, like, fluffy discs. And, like I eat, like, one, and I'm out sometimes.
Oh, wow. You're making me hungry.
Yeah. I got those. I need pancakes.
Ooh. Dang. Should we play some more tunes?
Yeah, let's get it on.
Let's play some tunes. We can think about our lovely diner pancakes while we play some more tunes. Okay. Think of the theme, guys. 3, 2, 1, enjoy.
Your eyes, they take me back again into you.
Fuji tip was out, it lays against the sky, it makes our dreams alive, and all we want.
Tokyo sun. Hazy like a Tokyo summer. I've been hanging off your every word under blankets and covers.
Everybody, we are back.
We are back.
So those two songs, that was Summer by Philip LaRue and Tokyo Summer by Mounties.
Yeah, so Summer by Philip LaRue, another one from the good old Discover Weekly.
Nice.
It had a good bop. It had a good bass.
Mm-hmm.
A bit more of like the chill vibe, a little bit less of the pop vibe.
Oh, yeah, but I like that bass. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember where I found this song. I was probably just, like, looking for songs related to the theme. I was looking through all my playlists, and I was like, maybe something in here is related to our theme. And, yeah, I don't remember which playlist this one was from, though.
Hmm.
But, yeah.
It was good, though. I liked it was more of the chill, less of the
It was definitely more at a chill vibe. Easy listening, chill times.
Easy listening. Sounds like elevator music or something.
Yeah, no, that's like a bad way to describe things, I guess. Yeah. Well. Hmm. Wow.
We're at 53 minutes right now.
Yes.
It'd be nice to keep it close to an hour. And I would like to discuss our theme.
Okay.
Do you think we should play our last batch?
Yeah, sure.
And then tell the people about our theme?
Yes, let's do it. Because, like, they're probably, you know, they probably haven't guessed it. They're definitely having a difficult time. Well, we should give them a little bit more of a chance.
Yeah, we'll give you guys one more batch. You know, really think it through. I have faith in you guys. Just use your brain power and you'll figure it out.
You got it.
But this is your last opportunity to guess the theme. So let's do it. 3, 2, 1. Good luck.
Take it back, it's over time. Ooh, you know it's on my mind. When things were easy, and that was fine. The simple things in life are hard to find. There's a fork in the road, still pulling at every load. And there's a light, saw things in life we may never know. If winter doesn't break these bones, so won't break these bones. Happiness isn't just a feeling, a song that never sets, I've seen it. If there's a light in the dark, I
cities left unknown. And I've been told that the best things in life will not get old. If winter doesn't break these bones. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. We are back. So that was Endless Summer by Grizz Folk and End Summer by Goth Babe.
Yeah, Endless Summer. I believe this was also a Discover Weekly. I have so many Discover Weeklies going on this week, but that was also a Discover Weekly. And I'm going to be honest, I can't even remember what it sounds like.
I'm sure it was good.
I listened to it yesterday. Like, we picked it for a reason, but
yeah. Oh, it's a happy song. I just like went to listen to it for a second. Oh, it's very happy.
Glad we picked a happy one to finish out.
We picked
out
a good
with.
One. it's a cool album cover too. So End Summer, that was one of my picks. I think I was looking through just playlists that I have and to see if they fit the theme. And I think this was in some like playlist that's like related to like some, you know, there's like on Spotify, it says like, this is Kishibashi. And then in that radio, it has like all different songs that are related to Kishibashi. So I think I found it in something like that. Hmm. But that one was pretty, pretty cool. Yeah.
All right, so
yeah,
for those
tell
of
them
you
about
that haven't caught on, the theme was, drumroll please, summer.
Da 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 da.
Woo! So we thought, you know, a lot of songs about summer in our playlist, and it's cold, it's January. Why not play some songs about summer?
Yeah.
So therefore, every title involves the word summer.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Hannah had an absolute enlightenment at the beginning of the show. Please explain.
Okay, I will enlighten. Okay, so basically, I don't know if you guys are looking at the song list now, but this was completely by accident. But the first song we picked, we kind of ended up telling a story. The first song is Waiting on the Summer. And the next one's like, oh, summer's arrived. The next one's like, oh, hey, it smells like summer. And the next one's like, it's summertime, summer, summer. And then it's like, in this endless summer. And the last one, summer ends.
How crazy is that?
Yeah. That was a complete accident.
We didn't even try. It just happened.
So it was like a theme within a theme here.
Theme within a theme. I think it's a sign from the universe.
Yeah, we decided that it was a sign. I don't really know what it's telling us. Like, maybe, like, things are going to work out. That's like kind of cliche. Like, things are okay.
Like, you are unintentionally, like, headed in the right order.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's our sign from the universe for today.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a lot of fun to do another theme show. They are enjoyable. It's fun to pick the songs.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Aunt Donna had a couple ideas for themes.
She did? So, I was just going to say, like, let us know if you guys have theme ideas.
Yeah, her one, should I spoil it? I don't know. Should I save it?
Save it and tell me, and then.
Okay, I'll save it. Yeah. She had a good idea, though. It would be a little bit more challenging, but okay. I think it has serious potential.
Okay, we can do it one day.
One day, we can. It would be one we'd have to, like, save up for, you know? Like, it would take a little bit of planning.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Like, yeah, it was a lot of fun to do another theme show.
Oh, theme shows are cool.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to sign us off, Hannah? Give us the spiel. I'll sign us
off. Okay, guys. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College, Easton, PA, / Reading, PA, / Larchmont, New York. This is License to Chill. I am Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth. And tune in for the last show of season 4 on Tuesday.
Wow, wow, wow. Also, Happy New Year, guys.
Oh, is this our first show in the new year?
Yeah, I think this is our first show of the year.
Oh, it is. Happy 2021, everybody.
2021, everybody.
We made it. It's not much different yet, but I have a good feeling.
Yeah, it isn't that much different. You know, I saw all these things. People were like, 2021, like, I hope you're good. Like, please be good. And you know what? It's like, all what you make of it. Like, it could be good if you make it good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's all like decide right now. Let's have a good 2021. Like, do your best.
Make it the best. Make it good.
It's all about that mindset. Listen to some good music and you're going to have a good time.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, cool. All
right. We'll see you guys. You'll hear us on Tuesday.
We'll see you. Maybe one day we'll... No, we're not doing it. This is not ever going to be video. I take that back.
No.
You'll hear us.
All right. Peace out, guys.
Bye.